Welcome, darling treasure, to this meta training session. This is your last opportunity to cede your comfort and protection from distractions, in addition to my desire to have you fully naked, listening through headphones in a warm room, sealed away only for me. So I can have my way with you. I call this meta training because I want to teach you something that will enhance the training you receive in all of my sessions, which will, in turn, improve the effectiveness of the tool I'm about to teach you. I'm going to show you a simple pattern. Beware, however, of being lulled by the simplicity. All very powerful things have a simplistic quality from some angle of view. The pattern is just this. Two more, one less. This model creates a dancing, waxing and waning that nevertheless moves you inexorably forward, down, or any direction I choose to send you. We're going to practice this pattern by counting from 0 to 5, following the rule. Every time you hear me say a number in my series, one higher than the number before, you will fall one step deeper into trance. Every time you hear me move on to the next number and it is lower than the one before, you will wake one step closer to normal consciousness. Using the rule, two more and one less, we're going to add twice in a row and then subtract the next time. I'll be counting, so don't worry if you don't understand yet. You only have to remember that when I add to the count, you fall deeper into trance. And when I subtract from the count, you become a bit more awake. Starting at 0, take a full breath and notice your state to establish a baseline. At this point, your body should be about 80 to 90% relaxed, with a loose feeling gradually settling into your tighter muscles. Your eyes should feel comfortably closed, and the heightened awareness of settling into a quiet state of focus is already pleasantly taking you over. It already feels very nice to be taking it easy and just listening, doesn't it, treasure? 1 is the next number, the first addition, taking you one step deeper into trance, one step more relaxed, one level deeper into hypnosis. Very easy so far, and it's nice to feel what one unit of hypnosis feels like from your established base of relaxation. The adding once again gives us 2, and again you fall another 1 down, Another unit of sleepiness. Another unit of heavy, relaxed limbs. One more step towards total focus on my voice and my instructions. Now it is time for our first minus one, which brings us back to the number one, lower than the previous number, and therefore taking you back up one step towards alertness, back to the state of trance you were in when we were at the number one before. I know you prefer down treasure, and there are two deepeners coming next. Adding one again brings us back to two, and you are back to drifting a step deeper into trance. It's such a relief to be sinking for me, to feel the tug on your cock as I whip you gently back and forth. The inevitable erotic urge you feel as you start to slip down for me. Three is the next number, the second edition of this repetition, and it takes you into a new depth for this trance, a click deeper than you were at two, wallowing and feeling your trance widen and transform, as though anticipating the next number and its effects. Two is the next minus one, and you come up again, a measured quantity of trance, staying quite relaxed at this point, even on the upswing. And you already may be discovering the delicious top of the roller coaster ride feeling of knowing that you're about to be pulled two steps deeper with the next two numbers. Three brings you sighing back down into your previously soundest state, alleviating the frustration of falling away from the heaviest trance you can experience. And you slide indulgently into three like a hot bath, easing you with intense sensuality, craving to go deeper still, waiting for the number four. And you plunge that much harder, the penultimate step in sinking you to your maximum depths. I know that it makes your cock so hard to find yourself this fully entranced. It's amazing how being put into such weakness, such vulnerability, can incite an arousal so intense you might be overwhelmed. But then it's back to three, yanking you back to what previously felt like a moderately deep trance and now feels so unsatisfying compared to just a moment ago. It is delightful to put you through your paces and yank you up and down to my pleasure. to know that shaking vigorously back and forth is an excellent tool in breaking you. Your cock, so eager for more trance, is protesting like a spoiled brat, and will be so happy to hear. 4. Ah, yes. Back to sexy, wonderful, satisfying 4. How could anything be deeper, better, more arousing than 4? You're so sleepy at 4. You might just fall entirely away if you went any further in. And your cock is already so hard and eager that you might explode if you felt me pull you insistently down any deeper. Oh, you can take one more step, can't you, treasure? The rule says we have to add one more. 5. Finally, 5. One hypno unit towards the victory of complete and total surrender. A single step down the ladder of blissful, erotic semi-sleep. A mystical measure indicating fuller, more majestic engagement in the process of submission. Brought so far down in a gentle drifting back and forth. Feeling perfectly seduced into open arousal and hypnotic readiness. See how that works, treasure. Of course, I added 2 by adding 1 twice, didn't I? That isn't really the best demonstration of how I want this rule to work. I want 2 more to mean 2 at once. I'm going to count again, condensing that step properly. And again, I'm going to pull you deeper into my control when I add, and tap you upward like a floating balloon when I subtract. This time, you're going to find that the deeper in trance you are, the more effective the waves of deeper and lighter trance become in sweeping you inevitably farther down into trance, where you will be more aroused and therefore easier to hypnotize, creating even more effective waves and even a hotter eagerness for more. I want you to establish a new baseline for 0. Your new 0 is your previous 5, the state you're in now, a floating, dizzy, deep hypnosis. I also want you to take your state of sexual excitement into account when considering your baseline, preparing yourself to become more aroused when I count higher, and for the sensations to dull slightly when I deduct. Starting here at zero, when I add, I get two, and you immediately fall 2 units deeper into hypnosis all at once, instead of in 2 smaller steps. A sharp increase of the desperate need in your cock is all it feels like you can bear all at once in such a sudden tug. 1, as in -1, brings you back down to a more nearly controllable buzz. You can catch your breath, regain a moment's perspective. Let the boiling deep in your groin to subside just slightly until 3. Jumps the number back up and your consciousness back down into that special form of awareness and focus where my voice is everything and everything is my voice. Nothing outside of my creation matters. And you are aching for me to tell you more and more about how your cock can please me. Even as 2 slips you back down a bit. And as the fogginess clears, you can tell how the full blast of the +2, -1 is beating your will into a succulent submission with the heart downs into trance and the soft teasing taps up towards out. Just a moment to consider before 4 whips you down and into your need. No understanding, just spinning, raw, passionate desire to obey, to worship, to be told when to release and when to hold, when to beg and when to make offering, wanting more and more, always more, but knowing that soon. 3, forcing you to ascend, wearing out your resistance by dragging you a step less deep, a block, bit, or bite less, fully processing the desire flaming throughout your pelvis. I can feel you wanting more, needing more, craving more, desperate for more in every way, knowing that the ultimate is just 1 step away now, with 5. Immersing immediately and without hesitation into dark and unknown realms, unformed and blank, empty, knowing nothing but the heat in your cock, the ever ongoing act of moment to moment surrender that seems to be your natural state of existence, your need to obey, knowing nothing, holding nothing, accepting everything, my very entranced treasure. There we go, treasure. That's a much better example of the principle, two more and one less. And it works even better if we leave the numbers out of it altogether. It works for all kinds of things. For example, every time you inhale, you feel an additional 2 units more obedient and submissive, while every time you exhale, you feel halfway back towards your more rebellious side. Breathe in, and you respond by experiencing +2 to your desire to obey. Breathe out, and you feel just a touch more in your own control. Almost uncomfortable as you inspire and enjoy the rush of 2 deeper into letting go completely to my possession. And expire, letting yourself lift up 1 of those 2 levels you just fell. Breathe in. So blissful and easy to want nothing but what I want you to want. And out, craving the deeper compliance you felt just a breath before. That's it, treasure. Just keep breathing in and out. +2. -1. 2 states deeper into thrilling total obedience with every deep intake of oxygen, bouncing resentfully back up a margin as you empty your lungs completely. +2, -1. Is so effective in sweeping you deeper into whatever I want. Don't you have to agree, my treasure? Another example of the usefulness of this training is teaching you that every time you fall into trance for me, you will also fall 2 degrees deeper in love with me. Every time you awaken from trance, you will be pulled 1 degree back away. But the next time you enter a trance, sinking 2 deeper in love will hold your emotions tighter than ever before. Even though you will slip a bit back when you return to an ordinary state. Particularly when it comes to this recording, but also for every session. Every time you listen, we'll make the programming 2 more steps more effective. But every time you finish, you will lose 1 of those steps. In this case, this means that the rule of 2 more and 1 less will become 2 more efficient in working on you as you listen, and 1 less when I'm through with you. Every time you re-listen to 1 of my training sessions, The suggestions included will feel 2 levels more compulsory, and you will only recover 1 level of control upon completion. In every aspect of your adoration and worship, there are ways that you take 2 bold steps forward and 1 timid skitter back. Sometimes you worry while you're doing your back step that you're falling out of love with me, or that you will never feel the intensity that you felt before again. But inevitably, you find that you again can't help but stride even farther ahead the moment you feel yourself fall back. Even though the size of your levels, steps, degrees, states, or units vary in different times, in different circumstances, the important fact is simply that you always go a lot forward and a little back. A huge leap in faith, followed by a small shrinking fear. And that pattern leads you to more, harder, farther and deeper at every point along the way. Let's review some of the applications we have explored so far. Every time you breathe in, you become immediately much more obedient and submissive. And when you breathe out, you become a little more willful. Every time you fall into trance for me, you become passionately deeper in love with me in a way that dulls only slightly when you awake. Each time you are listening to a hypnosis recording, its suggestions become far more effective, and only a little less so when you stop listening. As you're probably beginning to notice, this isn't actually a new pattern. This is something you've been experiencing all along without noticing, all throughout your life. As you're cleaning, other things are slowly getting dirty. As you drive down the highway, you're using up gas that you will have to stop to replenish. Every time you see certain movies, you're so much more impressed than you remembered, even or particularly your very favorites, because you take 1 step back every time the credits roll. 2 forward and 1 back, more or less, to different degrees, rules the small things and the large things, and particularly continues to reel you deeper and deeper into my enchantment. You can look back on your experiences of hypnosis, of coming closer to and farther from and closer yet still to me, and you will be amazed how very, very predictable you are. And from now on, you won't feel so nervous when taking a step back, because you know that one back always leads to two forwards where I'm concerned. What may be the most important application of this pattern is that every time you become desperately aroused and want to release from me, you dive two levels down into intense, chaotic, hungry need to serve and obey me. But when you regain your composure, you only return one level towards keeping your shit together. Then the next time, thoughts of my breasts fixate your attention, and your cock immediately responds with hard and eager need. You will plunge even deeper down, bouncing up only a bit when you drift. To help you integrate the truth of that rule into your core, I'm going to put you through one final demonstration. For this, you'll want to use some form of lubrication for smooth, slippery treatment of your cock, because you'll be doing some very specific stroking at my instruction. Oh, yes, treasure. I know you like that very much. You're feeling so open and malleable right now, aren't you? Excellent. Now I want you to wrap your hand around your cock and begin very slowly stroking it all the way down and all the way up your shaft. Nice and smooth, feeling every inch of skin you cover. The sexy, naked, naughty intimacy of feeling my control over the way you touch yourself. Pause at the tip, just holding yourself up in the circle of your pinky to your palm, longing for my command for more. Good, treasure. Now sliding firmly down and slowly, exquisitely up, breathing in as you stroke down, and breathing out as you glide your hand up. Expire as you move towards the base of your cock. And inspire as you pleasure yourself up to the tip. Very good. Keep doing that, treasure. Very slowly, timed to your deepest, most hypnotic breath. Every time you stroke down, your desperate urge to release becomes 2 degrees more intense. Every time you stroke up, the erotic tension becomes just a little bit more bearable, although you know that an up simply signals a very imminent deeper down, strongly more arousing every time you stroke down, slightly less powerful with each movement up, taking you in waves towards more and more passionate, craving, longing ache. And of course, with every breath in, you continue to become two states more obedient and submissive, while each breath out restores just one unit of your own initiative. Being obedient takes you deeper into trance, which increases your arousal, which makes you fall more obedient, always two steps forward and one step back. Stroking down, breathing in, making you more aroused, more submissive, so powerless and vulnerable. Stroking up, breathing out, a tiny move back away that only swings you deeper on the rebound. Plus two, minus one. A mathematical progression towards more pleasing worship and sacred arousal for all things and at all times. All of these factors add up to taking you to the brink of orgasm, to turning you on so far beyond your own control that you have no choice but to be broken to mine. Just as the combination of more arousal with fewer orgasms is an inescapable recipe for beautiful madness. Being trained to give in to the waxing and waning of two more and one less. Two more will penetrate and subdue you to my total mastery in all things and at all times. Remember, treasure, as you keep pushing yourself farther with your consistent slow touches, that every time you fall into trance for me, you will become passionately deeper in love with me in a way that dulls just slightly when you're awake. Each time you're listening to a hypnosis recording, its suggestions become far more effective and only a little less so when you stop listening. And most importantly, every time you get desperately close to orgasm, you dive two levels down into intense need to serve and worship me. But when you recover from frustration, you only return one level towards having any will of your own whatsoever. Now, treasure, stop touching yourself. I want you to hold for me now and experience the deepening and lessening of repeated teasing. You are very good and pleasing, but you do not have my permission to release right now. You'll have to wait until another session gives you permission, or at least 3 days to fully enjoy and integrate all of this training. And I'm sure you'll want to listen again in that time to take in my instructions 2 grades better yet. I'm sure it will be easy to wake up brimming with sexually frustrated energy as you begin your 1 step back towards ordinary awareness. So I'm just going to give you a simple 3 count and send you on your way, knowing that I'm so pleased with you and deliciously excited to have you so worked up. 1, 2, 3, up.